Hi, this is WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence with more music of the moment in West Michigan. Glad you could come along tonight for a conversation with Israeli pianist Alon Goldstein, making a return appearance at the 2014 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Mr. Goldstein is in residency with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra and will play the famous Grieg Piano Concerto on Sunday at 4 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium. We talk about that performance and his new recording of Mendelssohn Concertos. Alon, it is wonderful to have you coming again to Kalamazoo. I know you've been to Gilmore festivals in the past and also appeared with the Fontana season. I remember your All Brahms concert with the Tempest Trio very fondly. It's so nice to have you back again.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to come to what seems like a little town but has such a affection and such investment and deep love for music, for art. I'm always fascinated to play in Kalamazoo and then engage with the audience, whether it's questions and answers after the concert or whether when I meet people, you know, even in the street, and they just kind of a fascinating conversation relating to, you know, art and music happening in the town. So always inspiring.
As a sought-after concert pianist, we can find you playing the stages of the world with great ensembles like the Tokyo String Quartet in its last season and all the great orchestras. But here in Kalamazoo, you're being paired with some of our brightest but youngest musicians, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra. Does that make any difference in how you prepare? There might be some surprises in concert.
Well, one of the greatest, really, joys in life, I think, is when you engage with younger people. And just the sense of freshness, the sense of discovery is so genuine and it's so, you know, immediate and extremely, extremely, you know, inspiring and really a highlight for me in this season. To work with them, with this young orchestra. You know, whether to be even more prepared, I don't know how I can be more prepared. I practice so much for every concert. I never really think of a concert with orchestra X or a certain musician as something that, oh, now I have to prepare more. You know, I always prepare kind of about 200% of myself, so if I'm a bit nervous, there will be at least 170 there. I think what I'm really looking forward is, you know, discovering the Grieg Concerto with the younger musicians and giving the world premiere of this wonderful piece, which has been performed so much, but still we want to make the world premiere kind of performance of it when we play. I think there's a few concertos, the Grieg, the Tchaikovsky one, the Rachmaninoff second, which when you grow up, you just hear it so many times. And I must say, one of the challenges when learning that piece was just starting afresh. And I always kind of think, you know, just take a big brush and clean your ears of all the performances you heard before, all the things people said about it, and just look at it as if this is the first time it just that you see it and you hear it and take everything not for granted. And I'll never forget, you know, one performance I gave of this piece. One of the time was in London in a festival, and I told the conductor, you know, everyone knows how it begins, right? Oh, you know, drum roll and a big bravura statement at the piano. Oh, you know, we all know that. But can you imagine the first time it was premiered, it was heard? I mean, that was probably a shock. Probably threw people out of their seat. I mean, no one could expect, you know, a drum and then such an explosion. So I asked the conductor, do you mind when we walk on the stage, let's not do, you know, the courtly bows and acknowledgments and shaking hands. Just sit down and begin, you know, as if we are silencing the audience with this, you know, big explosion, this big beginning, this very emphatic, this grand gesture. And, you know, just, again, to have that kind of feeling of the first time. And he took it very literally. So while we were walking on the stage, you know, he already gave the drum roll, I mean, the timpani, a sign to start the drum roll. And I just started to rush to my seat because then jumped into my cord. So anyway, next, you know, the following time I asked him, let's shake hands and take a proper bow just to make sure we hit the right note correctly. But, you know, that was just kind of a funny story, a funny anecdote. Still, I think freshness in that first performance that one has to give from the first note, from the incredible simplicity and beauty of the first theme, you know, how different it is from, you know, like Schumann concerto, which is one of the great inspirations of that piece. How different the wonderful virtuosic passage work, how different it is from, let's say, Liszt, which again was someone that Grieg showed this concerto to. These are all contemporaries and people who inspired Grieg on the one hand, and then he wrote his concerto and it's so different. But I think asking those questions, relating, comparing, something that helps make, you know, the performance of that specific piece very distinct, very distinguished, something different, very specific.
One of the most accessible things about Edvard Grieg's music, I think, is his incorporation of these golden folk melodies, especially in the smaller pieces, the lyric pieces. But I wondered if they can also be found in this concerto, which is one of his biggest works.
Yeah, of course. You know, the middle section of the last movement has an incredible, beautiful, a Norwegian kind of tune, something you hear as if, you know, as if it's a shepherd behind the mountain, you know, with his flute. You know, it's incredible what happened in the whole first half of the 19th century, where people were so intimidated by Beethoven and his 32 piano sonatas. Grieg wrote so many lyric pieces for piano. And if you think about, you know, some of the other composers, whether it was Mendelssohn with his Songs Without Words, and Chopin with his mazurkas and preludes and nocturnes and etudes, Schumann, you know, supposedly wrote big pieces, but they are comprised of very small little miniatures, whether it's the Carnival or Davidsbund, they're all little short miniatures put together into a large work. But all of them really struggled or felt very intimidated by the legacy that Beethoven left. So I'm sure Grieg wasn't any different in that. You know, I think one of the beautiful things in the Grieg is to see how, on the one hand, you know, it's kind of paying homage to the great German tradition or to a large structure, if you want. But unlike, I think, like a Beethoven concerto, where the structure is part of the expressive statement of the work, and the balance, which is so important, and the tensions and the resolutions and you know, all those essential elements of classical style and the music of Beethoven, with Grieg, you know, it's okay, well, there is a certain structure, there is a program that's, you know, we have a first tune, a second tune, call it whatever you want, but it is, you know, it preoccupies with so many other things, whether it's his own inner voice, with his own, you know, folk elements, incredibly beautiful tunes, the beautiful relationship with the orchestra, which is already different than with Beethoven. There are parts where the pianist is actually accompanying the orchestra and accompanying the solo voices. So there's beautiful moments of chamber music within the concerto. I think one of the things I like when I listen to the Grieg, when I play it, is, you know, to see where the homage is to the classical composers, the homage to, you know, Schumann, but then where he is very much on his own turf, writing with his own special voice.
Tell me about the recent project that you released on CD with the Israel Chamber Orchestra. You have Talmi conducting the Mendelssohn concertos.
Yeah, it's a wonderful culmination of a relationship that, you know, been going on for many years. I played with the Israel Chamber Orchestra for many years now, and the summer before last, we went together to South America to play 17 concerts in 21 days in all major capitals in South America, including Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires and the Palace de Bellas Artes in Mexico City and Teatro Nacional in Costa Rica, and fantastic major halls. Then came up the idea of possibly doing a CD together, and in the tour we played Mendelssohn first concerto as well as Beethoven second. For the CD we decided to do the two Mendelssohn concerti, and then the orchestra together with Maestro Yoav Talmi, they play the first symphony, an early work by Mendelssohn. So I think it's a very cool CD. With lots of beautiful music. And it's a live performance. I don't know, the recordings is something that I kind of try to avoid for many years, and one of the ways that I'm reconciling with avoiding recording is actually, okay, just record the live concert, which practically says one of the difficulties I have in recordings is, you know, how do we keep that freshness, that oneness that happens in a performance for, I don't like to say for good or for bad, but, you know, the risk-taking, that nature of this beast, which we call performance. Suddenly you hear, you have to a recording, and you start to repeat, and that's always, I think, takes away. So this recording is live from a concert we gave in Tel Aviv, and, you know, well, there are things, there are many things that I think people would connect to and would love, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
Well, here's a good time to mention that your CD of Mendelssohn Concertos is currently available online and through Centaur Records. and that your performance with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony is this Sunday at 4 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium with Andrew Kohler conducting. It's part of the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Now, Alon, you have performed at any number of international music festivals, but the Gilmore does set itself apart by inviting one specific type of instrumentalist, the pianist or keyboardist. I suppose it's particularly appealing to hang out with other pianists who are also probably very happy to get out of the practice room and mingle.
I always joke that being a soloist is grossly overrated. But that's why I do, you know, my Tempest Trio with a violinist and a cellist, the wonderful Ilya Kaller and Amit Pellet, and then I have the trio with Alex Fiederstein. And this is, I guess, for two main reasons. One is because the repertoire is so fantastic. Just as Beethoven didn't write just piano concerti, he also wrote chamber music. I think we as musicians, we cannot just concentrate on our solo sonatas or, you know, virtuoso concerti. We really have to engage in doing chamber music much more, as well as accompany singers. You cannot do one and not the other. If you are striving to be as deep a musician as you want to be. And the other reason is, as you said, just to get out of the loneliness. Which I think is extremely important, just to get other musicians to engage with, to play with. And of course, you know, once I come home or once I travel, I guess every person has his own inner circle of pianists he meets, he plays for, he, you know, discusses with, argue, fight.
One of the interviews I had last year was a chat with a gentleman who was a banjoist who had put out maybe 20 albums and was enjoying this part of his career where every album is a work of love. And he said that, boy, when you first start off, the whole point of your first album is to make a splash and say, hey, look at me. Well, you're 15, 20 years into your concert career here, and reading on your blog, alongoldstein.com, I saw a lovely article you wrote about needing to have a vision that sustains you through the ups and downs.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, people are looking, I guess, for a splash. They are looking for, you know, something to write about and something that would immediately, you know, get people fascinated with it. And I don't know if, you know, I necessarily believe in it. I certainly acknowledge it and respect it and witness such things. You know, my way was a bit different. I much more believe in very gradual, slow, upward motion. You know, I always believed in playing for, you know, musicians that I really respect and admire. So, you know, like, for example, I have a wonderful manager who works day and night for me, doing tremendous work. But I didn't get it after winning a big competition. I got it because one of these musicians I play for recommended me. Some of my colleagues, I see that happens after they win a big thing. And then the manager suddenly comes and take you and, or maybe it's easier to get bookings. I don't know. No, you just need to stay true to your path and expand your repertoire, expand your interest, you know, take risks, try to meet more people, read more books. I mean, that's something of that, you know, path. But we are living kind of a time where we look for splashes and we look for excitement and immediate satisfactions and something that will tell us this is the biggest and the best. But it seems to me that the people who designed this prize, the Gilmore Prize, had probably some of the concerns that I brought up in their mind when they looked for, you know, how to choose the person. You know, it's not a it's not a competition where you apply and then you come and there's a first round and a second round and third round and then yay, you won. It's, you know, you continue with your career and then I guess people listen to you, and once they decide that this is the person that get that prize, which is designed to help the career and to do certain projects, it seems like a much more constructive and thinking and forward looking kind of thinking. And I think that's probably what makes it, you know, one of the most special awards for pianists. And you know, it seems like it really transformed this whole Kalamazoo area.
You're absolutely right. It's brought some incredible music to us in West Michigan. And I'm so glad that you will be part of it once again. Alon Goldstein, thank you so much for talking to me today. And I hope you have a wonderful concert on Sunday with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it a lot.